7:30 a.m. All-Star panelist Roger Simon is in studio with us here on our studios here in Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We're joined now on our newsmaker line by Brad Dacus, the president and founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Good morning, Brad.
Oh, good morning.
So tell us a little bit about the Pacific Justice Institute. When did you found it? Why did you found it?
Yeah, I founded it in 1997, starting in California, to defend religious freedom, parental rights against the government, and the sanctity of human life. We now, 25 years fast forward, we now have offices coast to coast. And in fact, it was just recently in Nashville, and I'm going to be there again next month, and we're actually looking to open an office there in Nashville to serve people. We do all our work without charge. We now have over 100 cases in active litigation defending these basic civil liberties. And we're looking to actually even hire an attorney there.
Good for you.
Yeah, so, Nashville is interesting. It's a blue blotch in a red state, and it's keeping us busy. So we need to have an office out there.
And so you're looking to – so what are the qualifications for our listening audience? There are a number of conservative attorneys in our listening audience. What are the qualifications? What are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for just an attorney who has some experience and in the courtroom and has a keen appreciation for our constitutional rights and religious freedom and et cetera, and is a team player.
What are the cases that you are involved in here in Tennessee?
Well, in Tennessee, we've got some issues dealing with employees who are losing their jobs because of their sincere religious convictions about controversial COVID vaccines that now have been determined to no longer be successful.
So essentially, you're up against the governor in a way.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue, definitely. Then, you know, then we've got other cases like in California defending churches' ability to have a private preschool without the state of California ordering them not to have their faith involved in their preschool. I mean, private preschools by a church, they should be able to pray and things like that. Well, California says no. So we filed a major lawsuit there. And then up in Washington State, we're suing in a lawsuit defending a church against Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is complaining because the outdoor church services nearby are costing them business. And yeah, so we love that. I love that case. I love suing.
That would make a great film comedy.
Yeah. Hey, Brad. So let's talk about this. Under the Biden maladministration, are we seeing more national federal usurpations upon states' rights and individual rights? And what does that mean for organizations like yours?
Without question. We're going to see it manifest, I think, even more zealously to the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. The Obama administration, we saw a lot of ganging up and targeting conservative or religious organizations. I think we're going to see that there. Also, the Department of Education is pushing curriculum and books on schools, ordering, saying public schools can't have school lunch programs.
Wow, you're doing great work, sir. I just have to say it. I admire you.
Well, thank you. The Biden administration is keeping us busy, but we're also very grateful for the appointment of the former administration and to the courts helping us as well.
Oh, the IRS thing is really dangerous.
Very, very, very dangerous, and so we're going to be aggressively, you know, taking them on as needed, and so we're keeping very busy. But we are very grateful for the court appointments of the former administration. Like I said, it's going to help us a lot moving forward, especially with the Supreme Court we have now.
So let's talk a little bit about the Pacific Justice Institute. Are you based in the Sacramento area? Where are you based?
Yeah, Sacramento's our headquarters, our legal headquarters, where our chief counsel resides. But we have offices, though, like in Miami, New York, Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, I mean, all over the country.
So let me encourage you, why don't you just think about moving your headquarters here to Nashville? Let me make the case. You ready?
I'm ready.
We have no state income tax.
Yes. I know, and you're also it's a beautiful green state with wonderful people. I drove from Nashville out there to the Tri-Cities, Knoxville. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that pretty?
Chattanooga, and I love the people of Tennessee. I felt more at home I used to live in Texas, and I felt like I was back home. And
I used to live in Los Angeles, and I feel more home here too.
Yeah, Nashville's a great place, and when I was there, I was visiting actually a number of people from our church that had actually moved out there to Nashville, the Franklin area, of course.
It feels like half of California is moving to Franklin.
Do you live in Northern California or Southern California, Brad?
I live in Southern California. We have an administrative media office down in Southern California, so that's where I live at the time. But you have a beautiful state, and there's a reason a lot of... Californians are moving there.
Yeah, there is. And you are the kind of Californian we want to move here. And so, you know, I'm unofficially the ambassador for the state of Tennessee. Every time I get a guest on who's a conservative, I make the case for them to move here. But next time you're here, we're here next week. We'll help you kind of look around for offices. We'll show you some houses here. And
you're going full bore there.
We're going because Brad... Really, in your heart, Brad, you're a freedom-loving Tennessean.
I have a question for you. How do people who are non-lawyers but want to support you do that? Are you guys a 501c3, or what are you?
Oh, yes, we are. Thank you. Yes. They simply need to go to our website, pji.org, Pacific Justice Institute, which is pji.org. And then they can sign up to get our weekly newsletters, keep up with our cases. We have, like I said, over 100 cases in active litigation, and we really appreciate support. That's how we're able to do what we do. We don't get money from the government or George Soros. It's moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and freedom-loving churches out there that support our work.
Are you finding that you're getting more and more contributions as the usurpations of the federal government accelerate?
Yeah, more and more people are seeing the threat of the government in so many different angles and threats on states and their freedoms and liberties. So we're definitely busy. We've grown very quickly over the last 2-3 years, and we're simply meeting the needs out there. And as we meet the needs, people say, "Wow, this organization is for real. They're really doing something. They're seeing results. Let's get behind them." And that's why we're growing. And God's been very gracious throughout the whole process.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of our constitutional republic?
I'm still optimistic, at least for the short term, because of our court judges that have been placed there. The Supreme Court's the best Supreme Court in my lifetime, probably. Long term, there's a fight for America and fight for our values and our appreciation for freedoms and liberties. I'm a little more concerned on the long term, but short term, intermediate term, I'm very optimistic. I think we're going to see some progress and set some great case law moving forward for our liberties.
Brad, what I see is the weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI and the entire national federal government bureaucracy. That seems to be increasing. Your thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, it's increasing. That's the goal. I think it's to strangle society so that there is no ability for us to disagree or vocalize our disagreement or to have greater government control and greater need for people to be dependent and desperate for government assistance and to control our lives. We've seen how dangerous that is, and that's why we need to have leadership. I won't go into the politics at this point, but I think it's important for people to be voting this upcoming election, and we're actually helping lots of churches do voter registration ahead of time just to make sure freedom's voice is heard this coming November.
What's the problem with the thought process of these elite authoritarian leaders of the Department of Justice and in the FBI and other elements of the federal bureaucracy? They seem to have rejected key elements of our Constitution and just don't seem to care one whit about that.
Yeah, this is the most frightful Department of Justice I've ever imagined in my lifetime. Their goal is not justice. Their goal is to use their power for the political gain of his boss, the Biden administration. It's very obvious. How they treated Hillary Clinton, for example, versus Donald Trump regarding documents, et cetera, night and day. The FBI, it's outrageous what they've done. And that's the reason why, reportedly, there's 14 whistleblowers that are going to be coming out.
I'm surprised there aren't more. I'm disappointed there aren't more.
Brad Dacus, the president and founder of Pacific Justice Institute, on the web at pji.org, and potential future Tennessean. Brad, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you next month when you come to town.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Take All care. Right. When we come back, it'll be time for News Potpourri. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.